TML country. It's time to dance.
Markins for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, this is Catamount Insider. Great to have you on this Friday morning. I'm Brian McLaughlin. Jens Richards of the UVM men's ice hockey team is our guest this week. What a fun weekend it was at the Gut last weekend. The Catamounts took on number 16 Northeastern and came away with the sweep. Big time performance from Jens Richards and company. I thought his line was really spectacular. Colin Kessler and Blake Steenerson, a couple of sophomores with the captain Richards, just were really excellent. Jens scored three goals himself. He's now scored in three straight games. We're going to talk about it. The Catamount offense has found some absolute rhythm. They've been on a tear of late, and the team has won three in a row. They're finding the back of the net, which is, of course, sometimes the benefit of some good bounces, as Jens gets into, but they're really playing some good hockey right now, taking on number 11 UConn later tonight as well on Saturday. So you're going to want to check those games out, and I hope you enjoy this interview with Jens. For those of you who have listened to Catamount Insider over the last couple of years, you'll remember that Jens was a guest of ours all the way back when he was a freshman. So it's fun to sit down again with somebody I've known for really his entire Catamount career, hear about just his development and everything that's gone on to his good play of late, and we get into some of his teammates and what it's been like to be the captain of this year's team as well. Really enjoyed the comments he had about what it's been like to work with fellow Captain Philip Tornquist, who he's known for a long time. So that's coming up next on Catamount Insider. I hope you enjoyed this last week around Catamount country. Of course, there's so much great action still ahead this weekend with the UVM women's basketball team at home against UAlbany. That is always a massive, massive game. So much more as well with swimming and diving in action. You've got the ski teams headed on out to Lake Placid. They've had some competitions to start the year. Indoor track tomorrow's taking on Middlebury and an individual event down at Middlebury College. So keep an eye out for those results. You can also, if you want to watch that action, head over to NSN Sports. So much great action to talk about in the cover. Feeling very fortunate just to be able to cover all these great UVM athletic teams, and thankful to have Jens on Catamount Insider this week. Time for a quick timeout. Jens Richards of UVM men's ice hockey on Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. We're joined by the Hockey East Player of the Week. Jens Richards, captain of the UVM men's ice hockey team, joins us. Jens, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
Doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're just kind of reminiscing. I think you were a guest on this show maybe back when you were a freshman. Now a grown-up here, a senior and a captain on the ice hockey team. Lots changed since the last time we caught up and chatted. The team's playing well right now. Three wins in a row for you guys. And you were, as I said, just named the player of the week in Hockey East, coming off a big weekend against Northeastern. Let's just start there. What's working well right now for the team? And you're scoring a lot of goals individually. What's working well for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've had these chances all year, and you know, it's finally starting to go in. But we're just kind of doing the same things we've been doing, just putting the work in and just not forgetting our identity and playing fast. So, yeah.
Three wins in a row, playing fast has something to do with it. The puck's also just seemingly in the back of the net more often of late. Does it feel like anything has changed, or is it, like you said, just puck's fine and where it's supposed to go?
Yeah, I don't think anything drastic has really changed. Just kind of just keep doing our thing, and we knew that eventually they're going to start falling. So, yeah, it feels good for sure.
It's always nice to win individual awards, right? I know the team winning is most important, but Feel good to get that honor, Hockey East Player of the Week. It's such a good conference. Anytime you're recognized in this league, feels like it's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, huge honor for sure. You know, we put in a lot of work as a team together all summer and in the offseason, so it definitely feels good to have that weekend for us. So, yeah.
Let's get into it a little bit here. 15 goals in the last four games for the offense. We talk about it, playing quick, scoring goals, all things that were goals in the preseason. I've had Jack Swismer join the show, and he talked about those same things you were saying. But where does it feel like things are clicking as far as that's concerned? And just to how much relief is it, I guess, that the pucks are just then finding the back of the net?
It's huge, yeah. When you start scoring goals, a lot of confidence gets built, and then it just keeps on rolling. So that's huge, and I think that just everyone buying into identity really helps. We all know where each other are in the offensive zone and doing the same things together to work together, so it helps a ton.
This good scoring stretch comes after kind of that two-week period where you had a break from games. You were shut out against Army to end that first stretch of the season. 2 weeks off. What went on in those 2 weeks? Did you guys get to go home, relax? What then when you came back together were you working on? Take me inside that period.
Yeah, so we got to go home for about 9 or 10 days, so that was huge. And me personally, I just go in the outdoor rink and just like I'm a kid again and just kind of work on things like that and try to get away from being just dialed in all the time to get a mind refresh. And then once we get back here, it's just kind of right back to it. And we had a quick turnaround because I think we got back on the 26 and we were already playing on the 29th, so it was pretty quick to just turn it back on, but yeah, so it was good.
You hockey players smile so much anytime anyone says outdoor rink. What's that like, and what is it about just getting to play outside that brings that kid out in you?
Yeah, it's the best. So back where I live, my dad makes the rink, and so he floods it, and he's been working on it all winter, so it'd be ready when I came home, and it was, so that was super special. And yeah, it's just you throw your skates on and have some of your buddies, and it's the best.
Just kind of relaxes you, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's nice and quiet, and you just get to just mess around out there, so it's good.
Has your dad been making that rink your whole life?
Yeah, he's been doing it before I was born. So we would wake up early in the morning when I was a kid and skate at like 6 a.m. before school, and then sometimes I wouldn't even go to practice, and I'd just stay on the outdoor rink. So, yeah, it was definitely good stuff.
Good memories back there then, huh?
For sure, yeah.
Time for a quick break here with Jens Richards. He returns on Catamount Insider just after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Okay, your goals this last weekend, I want to get into them. Specifically, the two-goal game that you had on the Saturday win for the team. The first goal, what part of the body did it hit? It was a Colin Kessler kind of shot, pass, directed towards the net, and I think you were standing right there, and it bounced off something and went in. What kind of did you see on that play, and what did the puck hit?
Yeah, I saw Kess rolling up, and usually when Kess is rolling like that, he always rips it to the net, so I was like, I got to go to the net here, and yeah, I kind of started to hit my hip and then my hand, and like I felt it on my stick for sure too. So I was like, yeah, it hit something hard, but yeah, it's nuts.
When things are going well, that just seems the puck bounces your way, right? How do you describe that type of bounce?
Yeah, it's kind of a feeling where like you're not even thinking. It's just like it's such instinct playing, and that's the best hockey to be playing is when you're not thinking and just everything's just going well and you can just fly around and have fun with it.
Mm. And then kind of walk me through the second goal that put the weekend on ice, let's say.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because we were running a face-off play, and Thomas and Claire like told me we were running, and I couldn't really hear what he said, and then Phil's yelling at me too, so I didn't really know exactly where we were running, so I was like, I just got to see what happens here, and then Phil rimmed it around. I was like, all right, here we go, and yeah, as soon as I got that puck, I knew that we had a couple empty net misses right before that, so I was like, this needs to go in, so that was good.
I'm curious about scoring an empty netter because feels like the net's wide open. You should be hitting it more often than not. But then when you do score, it almost just feels like it kind of popped the balloon and the air's done on that game. What's the emotions after one of those? Because it almost means like, yeah, now the game's really over.
Yeah, it feels so good because it can get so tense when you're only up a goal and there's 5 minutes left and they're making a big push and have a lot of chances. That empty net is huge to kind of make that team think that the game's over. So it helps so much to have that empty net goal.
In this three-game winning streak, at the start of it was when you got paired up with Colin Kessler and Blake Steenerson on this line that is seemingly clicking right now. What about you three has worked well recently as a trio?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to that playing with speed. It just, those guys, they're also really fast, so it just really helps. And we think the game very similar, so that helps a ton. And Kess moves the puck really well, and Steener just, we always talk about the rumble and tumble. That's what we call Blake Steenerson. So it's been working really well, and super happy playing with those guys.
You've obviously played with a lot of different pairs and partnerships and lines throughout your years, but what about this one has been working, and does it feel like it's one that could stick for a little bit?
Yeah, I hope it does stick for sure. Just it's been a ton of fun, and it's been working really well, and in practice too. We just keep getting better and better. So I think just working at each other's strengths and using each other to make the whole group better.
Speaking of empty net goals, I thought Colin Kessler was going to get his first of the year on Friday night. When's he going to get one? We got to get Colin a goal.
It's going to happen soon, for sure. He's had so many chances, and he's been playing really well. And that just goes to show like how many points he does have. And he
leads the team without a goal. Yeah,
yeah, so I think it's definitely going to come really soon, and hopefully we can be a part of getting that one for him.
What about him just makes him such a good passer, and how has he accumulated all those assists that he's stacking up this year?
He's very smart. Yeah, the way he thinks the game is really smart. He does things that I haven't seen a lot of guys do, and he's not afraid to try new things, and it fools defensemen. He's really fast, and he can turn really quick and stuff like that, so yeah.
Combine that with big rumble and tumble out there, and we've got ourselves a nice little setup. Blake Steenerson, yeah. Though, it's clear the energy he brings. How important is it to have a guy like that when he's out there?
Huge, yeah. He's definitely a guy that is really helpful to keep the vibes up on the bench, and he's a fellow Minnesota boy, so we just click naturally, so it's good.
Okay, the defense this year. Tell me about that side of the ice and a group with a lot of veterans back there. Caden Harrington, the youngster in that core, and then Aiden Wright has stepped up as kind of the number one goalie. It's been a strength for this group in years past, and is again this year. What makes you guys tough to score on when you're playing well?
They move the puck really well out of our defensive zone, and obviously if we're breaking the puck up well, we're not playing a lot of defense, so that's one thing that they do a really good job of. And guys like Philip Tornquist and Sebi too, he had a big weekend, and Jack Swismer, they're just fast and smart guys, and they've been playing really well for us.
That's Sebastian Tornquist, the younger of the Tornquist brothers. What's that like to have those two together on the same team now? They've been here for a couple of years together, but what are Phil and Sebi like?
It's awesome, yeah. Phil's really serious, and Sebi's like a little bit more outgoing and fun, so it's good. Yeah, they're good stuff. I love them.
Clear quality on the blue line as well. What makes them both good players?
Yeah, Phil just plays a defensive game, and he's hard to play against. He's a heavy hitter, and Sebi's got a little bit more skill and fast, and so they work really well together.
Was it Phil who had the big slap shot one-timer?
Yep.
That's fun,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
He can let it rip, huh?
Yeah, he's got probably the best one-timer on the team, and we always try to load up that one-timer because it usually goes in.
And then Sebastian, Sebi, feels very creative when he's on the puck. He's looking to make things happen. When you have a D-man like that, Jack Swismer reminds me of him as well in the way they both see the game. What are you kind of trying to do to be available for them, and how do you make their life easier, and how do they make your life easier with their ability to move it?
Yeah, just try to get open space for guys. Try to spread the ice out to give those guys room to do what they can do and use our speed, and that's usually what works well.
What's allowed Aiden Wright to step in and be successful?
Yeah, he's dialed in. He's got a switch that just not a lot of people have, and when he turns that switch on, you can't beat him. So, yeah, I think he was really strong mentally.
Northeastern entered the weekend number 16 in the country, and you guys walk away with the sweep. Does the number next to their name make it mean anything more, or is it just another Hockey East foe that you're happy to walk away with all the points from?
Yeah, I think when you're playing in Hockey East, everyone's going to be good. You're usually playing against a ranked team when you're in Hockey East. So, honestly, yeah, it's just kind of something that they have. And we play the same and show up the same way, prepare the same, and just need to play our game.
I look at the Hockey East standings. It's so compact. Everybody is so tight. Right now you guys are 5-6, tied for 7th on 15 points. Big weekend series coming up with UConn that I want to ask you about in a moment. But I mean, it feels like every single weekend you could play somebody that if you sweep them, you're going to pass them. If they sweep you, they're probably going to leapfrog you. What's that like knowing just every weekend is going to be somebody who has the capability to sweep you guys, but you guys know you guys potentially have what it takes to win both games as well?
It makes it just super important to be prepared. Mm-hmm. If you don't show up, you know, you're going to get beat. And those points are so important, especially it seems like every year, the last 4 years, like this time of year, everything's so tight. So, and we know how valuable those points are when you go down the stretch. So, you know, we just need to make sure that we're ready to go every night.
Can you allow yourself to think about the points, or is that something you try to not focus on?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously at the end of the weekend, if you have some big wins, that's something that, you know, you look at and hope we're climbing those standings.
It's fun to look at the standings after a couple of wins.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think going into it, we got to get prepared for who we're playing and just get our identity for the week and be ready for the weekend.
What's it like to be captain?
It's a huge honor. Yeah, especially with the group we have. It's so much fun with the team that we have this year and just being in the locker room and just being able to be a part of all of it. It's so special, and I'm so thankful for this team.
You'd been part of the leadership group the last couple of years, but how did you find out you were going to get to wear the C this year, and what was that moment like?
Yeah, Weeds called me this summer and just for a check-in, and then kind of just told me out of nowhere, and I was kind of speechless at first, and then he said that Phil was also going to wear the C, and I called Phil right away as soon as we hung up because I knew that he had talked to him, and we were so excited and super proud of Phil and the steps he's taken, and it's so fun to do it together.
How have you two worked together this year to lead the group?
Yeah, we kind of joke around that we're good cop, bad cop. Phil's kind of a little harder on the guys, and I try to keep the positivity up, but, you know, it works well. And, yeah, we've taken almost every class together throughout our college years, so we spend a lot of time together, and so, yeah, it works well.
No way. You've taken that many classes together?
Yeah, it's been crazy. Our schedule's been pretty much identical.
No way. How long have you known Phil?
When we came here, that was it, just freshman year, so 4 years.
What do you remember about freshman Philip Tornquist?
I actually remember the first time we met in the Davis Center, the first time ever. So my cousin actually had played with him, so I knew him a little bit, but or got some of what he was like, and then when I met him, he was pretty quiet at first, but we clicked right away, and
About your leadership style, you mentioned good cop, bad cop, kind of gives me somewhat of a sense of just who you are as a leader, but how have you developed that skill, because it is a skill more than just who you are, and what are ways that you do try to be somebody that everyone can rely on?
I try to just stay positive all the time, no matter if we're winning or losing, because, you know, we're going to go through ups and downs throughout the season. That just happens naturally, and just trying to reel guys in and just love guys and whatever they need, and just talk to guys all the time and get a feel of like what guys are thinking or if things seem off, and just try to help out any way I can.
Before we talk about what's coming up next weekend and the rest of the season, we're going to talk the winning moment of the week presented by Vermont Lottery. I want to ask you about the locker room after Saturday. Big weekend sweep like that. You all are in there. You just scored the empty netter to put this thing away. What's that moment like as you're all celebrating in the locker room post game?
It's so special, yeah, especially to get a sweep in hockey. It's like we've been talking. It's so hard. And so to know all that work that we put in, and guys are cramping on the bench and just going through stuff and injuries. And then finally when we get that, when the buzzer goes off and we get that sweep, it's so much fun to celebrate with your best friends.
What is then the next couple of days after that look like? Because UConn this weekend, you're on the road. They're number 11 in the country. And again, another big Hockey East opponent. But tell me what goes on in the 48 hours after a weekend win like that.
Yeah, I think Sunday we really try to just shut it off and just, you know, get our mind and our bodies back to just reset. And then Monday we usually have an optional day of a skill day, or, you know, whatever you need to do to feel best for Tuesday. And Tuesday is when we really get back to work and hit it hard and battle and get back to that tempo and pace that we need for the upcoming weekend.
Taking on UConn both Friday and Saturday. Have you guys seen the Huskies yet this year? I forget.
No, we have not played them yet.
Tell me what you're expecting them this weekend. What do they do well?
They're another fast team. It's going to be two fast teams going at it, so they're going to be really good. They have a really good goaltender and some guys who really know how to score, so they're a really good team, and we've got to be prepared.
But your confidence right now has got to be pretty high coming off three straight.
Yeah, it is for sure. I think that, you know, not getting too high, not too low, and just keep riding good vibes and positivity and work ethic, those are things that will set us up for success.
I have a guess at what the answer might be here, folks, but if I asked you, what does the team need to do well to have a successful finish to the season? What are the kind of headliners? What are the bullet points that you think this team needs to continue to play well at?
Yeah, I think that's speed. I mean, that's.
I was right. I should have written it down and then showed everybody.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, we keep talking about it because it's so important for us and, you know, it gets repetitive and stuff, but it's good for us mentally just to keep that in our mind all the time because it is so important. But that consistency too, and then just doing things that we know work well and not trying to cut corners and taking ownership of the identity of our team and helping each other out, picking each other up, and holding each other accountable are so important.
Give me something that you guys are really working hard on, something that you know we need to take some steps in.
Yeah, get into the net. You know, it started to work for us over the last couple of games. That's something we weren't doing as much at the beginning. So just having guys at the net because, like we've seen, just weird tips happen and pucks go in the net. So we just need to keep doing that.
And one of these days, Colin Kessler is going to grab his first goal of the season.
He will, for sure. If I was a betting man, I would definitely hammer that.
So. Yeah, I think so too. Well, gents, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us this week on Catamount Insider. Great to catch up with you, and good luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks again to Jens for joining Catamount Insider this week. It's fun to see all these players grow up. It's one of my favorite parts of the role I get to have here at the university and at the athletic department, seeing these kids go from just young freshmen, and Jens was a bit of an older freshman at the time, thanks to his junior hockey career, but then all the way through now to a senior and a captain and a huge contributor on this team. Great to catch up with Jens, and best of luck to him and the team the rest of the year. Hockey East play is never easy, but the Catamounts are, I think, rounding into some really good form. If they get good goalkeeping from Aiden Wright, the puck keeps bouncing their way. Look out for this team in Hockey East. You never know any given weekend what this team can do. I'm really excited to see what they've got throughout the rest of the season. So thanks again to Jens. Check out the UVM men's ice hockey team on the road at UConn the next couple of nights before they return to the Gutterson Fieldhouse, the beauty of Burlington, later on throughout the month. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in on Catamount Insider this week. If you're checking us out on the audio side of things, I encourage you to head on over to YouTube where you can watch and subscribe to the UVM Athletics YouTube page. If you're listening on Spotify and Apple Music, go ahead and leave us a nice little review or a 5-star rating. That always helps us out over there. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next Friday morning on Catamount Insider.